Intervju Radia Student.
Cammino. Arrivo a casa, trovo accesa la stufa, trovo acceso il camino, brucia legna di olivo, sul fuoco passato di zucca, carbonara con salsiccia e panna, focaccia con cipolla, da bere celta e bancia. La serata si preannuncia lunga, quando faccio una cena con la ciurma, mi si chiudono gli occhi a mezzanotte e mezza, vado a dormire in un letto scaldato da una coperta elettrica comprata negli anni 80. Accetto il fatto che lavorerò per mantenermi, almeno fino a quando non raggiungerò gli 80. La mia situazione economica l'affido alle gesta di un mago della bassa finanza, che si fidanza col risparmio, che piuttosto che spendere si sostenta a pane d'aglio. Se mi scade il tagliando dell'assicurazione, non ho problemi a non pagarlo. Posso spostarmi deambulando, quando vedo in stazione un ragazzo col suo cane, mi verrebbe da interpellarlo, da dirgli: no, ma scusa, ti stai sbagliando. Con quello che spendi in droga, ci paghi l'affitto, ci fai una spesa al supermercato, anzi 3 o 4.
Smo noter, smo, u etru. Lep pozdrav, drage poslušalke in poslušalci Radija Študent v še eni ediciji RŠ intervjuja. Tokrat v studiju gostimo rap skupino, za katero bi lahko rekel, da je avantgardna, eksperimentalna in tako naprej. To boste v bistvu ocenili sami po koncu intervjuja, imenovano Walkie Talkie, ki danes je prišla z namenom nastopanja v klubu Menza pri Koritu na Metelkovi. I would like to welcome Walkie Talkie and Stefano in the studio of Radio Student.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yes. I would like to start the conversation about Walkie Talkie, and of course then we'll include Stefano, so he won't feel excluded from the from the interview. I'm sure that the majority of our listeners are not familiar with the music of U2. It was branded experimental, avant-garde, hip-hop, rap. Let's start off with you, Napo. There are two things I think that makes Walkie Talkie different from other rap groups. It's the style of lyrics, the interpretation of lyrics, and then of course the music, which is we'll talk to you a bit later. How do you approach your lyrics? How do you start writing your lyrics? You're very energetic, direct.
Now I am not so energetic for the trip we made, but generally I am a lot energetic on some themes. The lyrics start from an argument, a theme, and the difference between our rap and other rap is the principal, the content.
The concept, yeah.
Sí. There is a point of view, a personal point of view. We try to not confuse our point of view with other point of view on the rap and on other things. I start to write the lyrics from observation of a lot of things, all the things that I see around, the behaviors of the of people, of a lot of people, and singular of a person that with that speaks with me.
Mm-hmm. So. But you do not limit yourself to the typical rap topics. Typical rap concepts are not present in Walkie Talkie album.
Because if you want to put a sort of concept, you must go over the rhymes and you must break a lot of break the lyric, and the lyric is used is so come si può dire. The lyric is broken because the lyric can't contenere, come si dice?
Contain.
Can contain all the concept you can put in.
So you feel that because the listeners have been listening to this CD this past mm-hmm. week, so they have heard. I mean, your style is a bit chaotic. It's not so organized, so structured. Your verse is not as structured as a typical rap verse, which follows the rhythm in a classical way and just ends with a rhyme. You don't respect those boundaries. It gives you more freedom.
I respect a rhythm law where the rhythm is not 4/4, mm-hmm. is 5/4 or 7/4, and
there is always a structure. Different structure.
Different structure of the music. Different structure of the rhymes and the lyrics, and is a abstract structure, and so is difficult to point and the structure and say that's our method and mm-hmm. We made in this way because the way is made the rap is. Come si può dire? Come posso spiegarlo?
Cosa?
qui si va. I have some problem to speak in English with abstract things. I have some problem to speak in Italian of abstract things.
Your English is abstract.
Not only. No.
I've read in an interview that punk music is, you feel close to punk music, but you wouldn't, you say you wouldn't, if I'm not mistaken, do a punk record because a punk song basically is 5 lines of text and every rap text is very long. So do you feel that this length of the rap lyrics gives you more space to follow the concept till the end? To follow the argumentation,
yeah,
it's clear. It's one of the reasons. In one punk record, there is less than a half of a lyrics of one song, one walkie-talkie song. So you can say 20 punk records in one album. So yeah. It's
you do one rap album and you save a lot of time.
It's a deal. Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah.
Rico, you do the music for Walkie Talkie.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about your approach to making beats? You say you sample some known and unknown bands, video games and such, and then you just use them in a way that they're not recognized as samples.
Yeah, maybe not always, because I prefer to sample because. I'm not really inside the synthesis using the science stuff like that. I prefer the sample, and when I heard something that I really like, and it could be everything because I play video games, I listen to really different kind of music. So when I find something that I like, I take it and then I transform. Maybe a little bit, for example, in Il Nonno e il Bisnonno, is there a sample from Secret Chief, Secret Chief 3, sorry, that is an American band, a great band, and you can recognize that is that mm-hmm. song, but there are other stuff more destroyed, overdrive, and yeah. Not everything is understandable.
Yeah.
And for the rhythm, sometimes I play with the classic hip hop beat with 4/4, but a little bit dirtier. And sometimes I go in other direction with less structure and different way of rhythm.
Hey, your songs are not, it's not a normal rap loop that you just reproduce and the song goes on for 5 minutes, but it's basically just one loop. You have a constant development in your song. and it always seems it's gonna break apart, but it maintains some structure.
Yeah, there are some things that stay in the song all the time, and other things that came and go away. And I try with the electronic to follow the lyrics with my idea of lyrics, because everyone can have his personal idea about the lyrics, and so I can try to translate into electronic stuff, and is almost the same that I do during the live performance, because I play with electronic stuff and effects to underscore some concept on the lyrics. During the live, we always make a new version of the record, so you can recognize exactly the song, or maybe only a few songs, and then we have a new interpretation of lyrics and electronic during the live.
You don't rehearse, if I'm not mistaken.
No. We play only on stage, and maybe sometime we meet together to decide what we have to do, what direction we have to take. But it's more for the ideas, not to practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about your vision of rap music, because after all, it is what you, I mean, it also is rap, what you do. Why, if rap is a form which is not, it doesn't limit you to any concept by itself, why do you think that the great majority of rap artists all over the world basically fall in the same typical form, not just musically, but also on the side of top topics and concepts?
Maybe because they limit their self in all the habits, the way you dress, the way you eat, the way you speak with other people, the way you treat girls. It's all a limit. I didn't see a rapper with his own way of thinking, and I mean life and way of think are really strictly connected.
Yeah.
But if you want to follow some old ideas of stereotype, you will follow these ideas. Also, writing text or stuff.
So a lot of rappers are looking for a style, way of life, pre-existent, and so they
the golden years,
the golden age. Yeah. And so they. Have no use for the creation of a new way of life for a rapper, for a person. It's stupid to limit the rap in the rap. It's a human way of telling stories and explicate content concepts.
It's the sense of comfort that you feel comfortable in one area, and you just don't want to move and explore other.
Yeah, it's a big sofa, hip hop.
Stefano says the revolution is to fight with his uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
So people... Stefano is here, and he says this thing is only.
Maybe it's interesting that this type of music, it's born in the streets, in American streets. So this is one of the reasons why everybody talk about something related to life in the streets. After the people who copy this type of rap music of the golden age, it's because it's a sofa and this. But this is a new type of poetry. Everybody can do it. This is the reason why it's not elevated. It's the opposite of other type of poetry was for elite or something.
It's democratic.
It's a democratic way to make music. Like
democracy is always dangerous.
No, two sides. Yeah, probably think this is the bad side, but we can. Everybody can express. With the music, like with electronic music, with a personal computer, you can do it music, and so everybody who can buy a personal computer. This is the reason why I think the most important reason why the texts are so limited.
Boring. Just hurt.
Not all texts are boring. Yeah. If you read, you listen to the text, the most boring text, you can find the guidelines of the person that write them.
You can laugh. You can
maybe it's funny, but it's it's like they are not the human 2.0. They are human 1.0.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people now that are approaching with the upgrade, human upgrade. And is a dangerous dangerous speech. There were a lot of people that in the past say we make super. So we can read these tellings in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Stop. We'll play one of your songs from the CD. You choose which song you want to play, and you'll just. Can you just present it to the audience? Just tell them a bit more.
Che canzone facciamo ascoltare?
Okay, because we have to introduce the song, so we have to choose something that we can introduce.
Un singolo, tipo un po'. Per esempio.
Maybe
Il ladro.
Il ladro.
And it's 7.
Number 7. And
is
yeah. What can you tell us about the thief?
Is like la jetée di Chris Marker. Is a telling that start in a way and make a turn and return a circle and return to the start. And
there are different layers on this song. The first layer is the guy that wake up and goes to a market to take some stuff for the house. And the owner of the shop thinks, or maybe the guy thinks that the owner of the shop thinks that he is a thief, and this is the first layer. Before there is the dream. The guy was searching something in his house everywhere, and he didn't find the things, and he wake up without knowing what he was looking for, and at the end, after the it's really complicated.
At the end, he stole the things that he was searching in the dream.
In the dream, yeah. Okay. Zdaj bomo slišali komad iz njihove zadnje plošče, imenuje se Il Ladro Tat, na spletni strani Radio Študent je tudi objavljen prevod te skladbe, upišite v iskalnik Walkie Talkie pa boste slišali, skratka poslušajmo.
Quella notte ho fatto un sogno, mi trovavo dentro casa, mi affannavo alla ricerca di un oggetto, mi perdevo nella smania, cominciavo la ricerca da un cassetto, perquisivo uno stipetto, sollevavo un foglio, un libro, un piatto, cercavo in alto, sull'armadio a tatto, non mi arrendevo al fatto che il mio ordine perfetto fosse incrinato da un microscopico dettaglio, quindi scollavo profili e stipiti, spostavo i mobili, rivoltavo zaini, tracciavo dei tragitti che all'origine hanno i buchi nelle tasche dei vestiti. Investigavo i posti più improbabili, come le travi del tetto, i davanzali, i flaconi di prodotti vuoti o pieni, le pagine dei libri, qualsiasi luogo dove quell'oggetto sarebbe potuto essere stato messo. Avevo quell'atteggiamento maniacale di chi non vuole più pensarci, ma sotto sotto continua a cercare qualcosa in modo indefesso. E poi violo la consecutio temporum, mi sveglio, resto diversi minuti nel letto, con un occhio aperto ed anche l'altro, una contrazione dello stomaco, un lieve peso sullo sterno, quando faccio un sogno lo conservo, lo ripercorro appena sveglio, poi me lo segno sul quaderno, così ricordo, quindi mi accorgo che tra le tasche, i mobili, gli stipiti, l'unico
sotto dettaglio del sogno, in grado di confondermi, di impietarmi, di contrarmi gli organi e non sapere cosa io stessi cercando. Mi alzo, penso a cose pratiche, ai discorsi di persone antipatiche che mi direbbero che è solo un sogno, ignorando che è la mia testa ad averlo prodotto e che ricordarselo e capirlo aiuta a rafforzare il rapporto con l'inconscio. Rimango immerso nelle immagini, i miei gesti automatici mi consentono la colazione. Apro le ante, ingredienti e tasse, pane a fette, marmellate, uova rotte. Esco di casa, chiudo le porte, ho delle liste di cose da fare, annotate in maniera maniacale sopra lastre di carta quadrettate. Devo entrare in un negozio per comprare materiale elettrico, quindi mi dirigo, arrivo, accedo all'esercizio, spingo la porta, mi accorgo che il sogno di ricerca non ha ancora abbandonato la mia testa. Ho un'espressione assorta, sono visibilmente turbato, il commesso mi guarda, io cerco fra gli scaffali un articolo che mi sono commissionato. Il mio atteggiamento pensieroso, distaccato, mi classifica agli occhi del negoziante come qualcuno che potrebbe aver rubato.
Dobro, komada le bomo poslušali do konca celega, ker ga boste lahko slišali danes v menzi izvedenega v celoti, mogoče ne na način, kot ste mu bili zdaj priča, ampak kakorkoli. We can talk some more now about how does the audience react to walkie-talkie music in Italy?
Really good question, because it's really different. A lot of people goes to our concert to listen to the lyrics and the electronic stuff, and it's really quiet and concentrated on our live set. And this is the best way to listen our concert, because I think there is a lot of stuff inside and. It's really difficult to catch everything during a live. For every band, and also for our band. And sometimes someone from the room says, "No, you are wrong." But a lot of times are drunk people or. Or stuff like that, because they don't have really a good and pre-thought idea. Sorry, I think I have created a new word, but I hope you understand. And you want to say something?
So there are sometimes after the concert, someone. Came after us and started to insult someone, started to ask impossible questions, and someone give us a good conversation for hours. So we don't drink alcohol to the live, but we have a lot of things to do after the concert.
So concert is just an introduction to the
bands
coming.
You
later.
Got it. You got it. It's not the most important part of the relationship with the public,
the audience,
yeah. The audience.
We'll come to you, Stefano, in one second. I want you to explain a bit the concept of your last album, Libro Audio, which, of course, as the title suggests, should be listened to as, for example, reading a book. And can you explain the division between some parts of the album?
The first part of the album every track of the album is
a character
and for the first half of the album the character are real character is like
real people
like me, my grandfather and other person that I describe in these tracks. For the second half,
first there is the osservatore primo. In the middle there is a
sort of translation. Bridge with the, between the real plan and
characters.
Real characters and. imaginary characters, and the second half is characters that I created with some of this character I draw and I describe in these tracks. So, yeah. And this is for the text, yeah. And the lyrics. For the music?
Yeah, for the electronics, is there a kind of journey from regular hip-hop stuff, and during the way every beat came more abstract, and at the end there is La Bestia, that is a kind of grind metal stuff.
With delay.
Yeah, with a kind of delay explosion at the end, and yeah, there is a similar structure that follows the lyrics.
So today you'll present some of the songs that the people have heard from this last album, but there will be Stefano performing as well. You do not form part of Walkie Talkie, but in short, if you can tell the people what they can expect from you today. You will open
today
the show for Walkie Talkie. Yeah.
I always make another introduction to the to the concert with rhyme improvisation on a metronome, tick, 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 and I, because only the voice is important in my show, because we try to escape from rap music in different direction.
You have a beautiful voice.
Yeah. And I try to escape from rap music, and you can find some philosophy stuff, some cabaret, some it's a strange situation, and it's different. Yeah. The difference.
And also this night will be different for
yeah,
the
different
language.
Languages. I can talk in English, in French, in all the languages I know. In philosophical languages, it's different languages. From
lucky you can speak a lot of
languages. Not so. No.
He likes
you
to,
for
he
this,
likes to boast. His ego is very very big, of course.
Yeah, you understand.
Too much.
Exactly. Your speed, so
ego enlargement.
We invite everybody who listened to this interview today to Menza Prikuritu in Metelkova. You will play, I don't know, but not prior to 10, I think, so people can come at a normal hour for the concert. I think the admission fee is €3, something like that. So everybody, welcome. If you have one last word from each one.
If you came to the show and you have some question, we try to answer in a lot of different ways and languages. We try. This is this will be the most important part of the show. So ask.
Dobro, najlepša hvala za prisostvovanje, slušno prisostvovanje temu intervjuju. Skratka, vabljeni danes večer v Menzu pri Koritu na neke vrste eksperimentalno avantgardni rap koncert. Bomo videli, kaj se bo potem vse še iz tega skupaj razvil. Lepe češ naprej, sledijo obvestila.
Intervju Radija Študent.